All right, so we're going to be mamshech in the ending of Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Really want to get the Kiddush at home Friday night after the Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. So just chaz over the Gemara and Kuf Aleph and Mem Aleph. The Gemara says that if somebody makes Kiddush in Shul, those people that are Mekaddish in Shul, Rav says you're Yotzeh, you are Yotzeh today Kiddush, you don't need Kiddush Malkum Suda. Shmuel says they're not Yotzeh Kiddush because you do need Kiddush Malkum Suda. And then the Gemara has two kashas, one on Rav, one on Shmuel. According to Rav, the kash is, so why do you need to make Kiddush at home if you're Yotzeh in Shul? And Zakhtamar Lahitzi Banav Vnei Beisai, to be Mitzeh your Mishpacha. And the Fish Shmuel, why do you make Kiddush in Shul if it's not a good Kiddush? If ain't Kiddush al Malkum Suda, so the Gemara says, Lafuki Archim Lechai Vasan, to be Mitzeh the Archim, the Achel Vishasu Veganav Veknishla, to be Mitzeh the Archim that eat in Shul, for them it is a Malkum Suda. So it's before in the Gemara that if you hold ain't Kiddush al Malkum Suda, the only justification to make Kiddush in Shul is if you have Archim who actually eat in Shul. But if not, then it's a Bracha Vatala, there's no Kiddush Malkum Suda. So based upon that, we mentioned last week, the Rishonim are very bothered, what's the Pshat in our minute today? Why do we make Kiddush today in Shul? L'chaim, there are no Archim, there's no one eating in Shul, and therefore there's no Suda, and it's Karav Lios Bracha Vatala. So what's our Hatter to be Mekaddish in the Beis HaKnesses? So we said over from the Rush, the Rush brings some Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason why we make Kiddush in Shul today is because really the din of Ein Kiddush Malkum Suda is only a din derabanan. Midaraisa avadi yetzi Kiddush even without a Suda. It's only midarabanan that you need a Suda. And therefore he says, Kevin Shech Mnei Adam She'enim Yodim L'Kaddish, since there are people in Shul who don't know how to make Kiddush, Nagu L'Kaddish Be'e Saknesis Kiddush Yetzi Re Kiddush Min Atayra, therefore the meaning is to make Kiddush in Shul to be mighty those people. Those people who don't know how to make Kiddush, they're going to go home, they're not going to hear Kiddush. So therefore we're makbid to make Kiddush for them, to b'chol apachas be mitzi them in Kiddush d'araisa. It won't be Kiddush d'arabanan, there's no Suda, but at least there'll be yotze in the Kiddush on a d'araisa d'ka level. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's teretz. The Rush doesn't like it. The Rush says that's not the pashas on Gemara, and it's mashon the Gemara that Kiddush Malkum Suda is a d'araisa, or b'chol apachas you're not yotze b'chlal if you don't have a Suda, and therefore it's chaylik on Rabbeinu Yonah. But that's Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. They were mekaddish to be mitzi the archim in Kiddush d'araisa. So there's a kasha on this Rush. Some of you asked this last week, and Rabbi Kiveger asked this kasha. Rabbi Kiveger and Archaim and Resh Ayin Aleph. Rabbi Kiveger asks, so what does Rabbi Yehuda mean that we're making Kiddush in Shul to be mitzi the archim d'araisa? Meaning midarabanan, they're not going to get Kiddush because there's no Suda. We want to be mitzi the midaraisa. Perfect Rabbi Kiveger, Midaraisa, they're already Yetzi B'Tfilah. The Magen Ram says that when you daven in Shul Friday night, you say Kiddush in davening. So you're Yetzi Kiddush Daraisa B'Tfilah. So on a Daraisa the Glava, everyone's Yetzi already. So what are you gaining by now making Kiddush again in Shul? If there's no Malkum Suda, you're not going to be Yetzi Kiddush Darabanan, and you're not doing anything. To get Kiddush Daraisa, that they're already Yetzi B'Tfilah. So L'chai, there's no Indian to make this Kiddush in Shul. That's his Kasha on the Rush.
Which part of Tfilah?
He means the Kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei.
Right?
Yeah. That's you say Kiddush, you should be Yaitse Kiddush Daraisa. So the Mechas Chinuch also asks this question at the end of Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. And the Mechas Chinuch, he says maybe we're talking about such a Maratzim who don't even know how to daven, and they are not Yaitse Kiddush but Tefillah, so we're doing them a favor, we want to be Maitse, even those people who don't know how to daven in Kiddush, therefore we make Kiddush in Shul, and again we'll be Maitse them on a Daraisa Dika level. Now, Rabbi Kiveger is also thought of this, but he says that that's a daichik. It's shver to say that we're doing it for the people who don't even know how to daven. And stop, he holds it's a daichik, but then he's meisif a shtickle taina on this taina of the Mechas Chinuch, because he says, l'chara, what the Magen Avraham says, you're yaitze with kiddush and tefillah is of dafka tefillah. It doesn't mean dafka during davening, but any haskar of Shabbos are going to be yaitze. And he says, if a person says Shabbos atavse, you say good Shabbos, you're also yaitze kiddush. And ein l'cha amaretz, he doesn't know how to say good Shabbos, not l'cha everyone knows how to do. So everyone's going to be yaitze with good Shabbos. So no one needs this kiddush. To be yaitze kiddush d'araisa, either you daven and you know how to daven. If you don't know how to daven, you know how to say good Shabbos. So everyone l'cha is going to be yaitze kiddush min atayra. So again, that's his kasha. Why do we need this kiddush b'beis haknesses on a d'araisa d'ka level to be mitzi the amaratzim? L'cha, you're not gaining anything with such a kiddush.
What does that mean that you can say good Shabbos if he's a kiddush? I mean, it's like just acknowledging his understanding, just acknowledging that it's Shabbos now. That's called kiddush.
Yeah, how's that help? Yeah, so very good. So that's what I want to say. What the Mechas Chinuch held. The Mechas Chinuch also, I think, is masking the Amaratzim know how to say good Shabbos. But Afal Pika, and I think he's...
Each one actually, I mean, when you say Shabbos, Kadosh Shabbos, or Maganobos, I thought you're Yotzei there.
Yeah, that's what the Magavam is saying. You're Yotzei with Shemana Esrei. So that's...
Everybody knows I say Shabbos. He's saying people
don't know how to say Shemoneh. So Mechasinach is saying maybe people don't even know how to say Shemoneh. That could be, but Mechvega is telling you, but everyone knows how to say Good Shabbos. There's no one who doesn't know how to do. So what does Mechasinach do with that? So I think the Mechasinach holds, like you're telling, it's really the Bir Halacha's capture. The Bir Halacha in Reish Aleph asks on this Rabbi Kvega. He says he doesn't understand what Rabbi Kvega is saying, that you could be Yotzei Kiddush by saying Good Shabbos, because the Rambam says, Lehadia in the Yad and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush? He says the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be masker the day of Shabbos and to say over the Shvach and the Kiddush of Shabbos. Zachreu zechir Shvach v'Kiddush. You have to be meshavach Shabbos. Say, oh, Shabbos is a special day. Saying good Shabbos is not, you're saying a Shabbos, but you're not acknowledging the Shvach of Shabbos, the greatness of Shabbos. So therefore, in fact, the Bialach, he doesn't understand what Rabbi Kvager means. How could it be Yotzei Kiddush with good Shabbos? So he... The Bialach of Leib Shvei says, the Pella, the Rambam, Kosov, Demin, and Schir, Shabbos, with Kiddush, and therefore he doesn't understand how he could be Yotzei with Good Shabbos. So I think that's what the Mechasinach Mestama held, that you can't be Yotzei with Good Shabbos. You need a real, something more sophisticated to be Yotzei Kiddush, and that is something which Amaratzim can't do. Mimela, that's what we make Kiddush and Shul, to be Mitzi them from the Deraisidic level of Kiddush.
What about Main
Sheva? Main Sheva, you mean what the Chazan does?
It's like Chazaris Shas, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's a good time. I mean, Lachar, they should be Yotzei with that. Like any Amar, so yeah, one of the Achareim asks this on both of them, unless they can't even be Shemaya. And stuff they could hear your Kiddush, they could hear that as well.
That's the whole basis for
Chazar Sashat
and
Klal,
is to be
Mitzi Namratzim, right? Yeah, I'm not sure why that wouldn't work, Main Shema. Yeah, it's a good title. maybe they. They don't listen to Chazar Sashatz at all, but Kiddush they will. It's hard to hear. All Chazar Sashatz is from Aratzim. Yeah, I don't know. But I'll call upon them. So that's Lechav with the Mechasrinach held, like the Berlach is tiny. So what's the Pshat in Mikvega? What does the Mikvega mean? How could be Yotzei Kiddush with saying Good Shabbos if you're not masking the Shvach of Shabbos? So I think Pshat in the Mikvega is that the Mikvega is tiny like this. So when a person, even though Good Shabbos is a greeting, you're just saying Good Shabbos, have a good day. But during the week, when a person gives a greeting, you say it's Sunday, and you say have a good day, you don't say have a good Sunday, you say have a good day. Have a good day on Sunday. We don't mention the Yom in your greeting because the Yom is insignificant, has no shaykhus to the greeting. Suddenly on Shabbos, we don't say have a good day, we say have a good Shabbos. That means there's something unique about Shabbos, that the Shabbos becomes a chelik of your greeting. That itself is a shvach of Shabbos. So by greeting in such a way, looked at that as some type of shvach and kiddush of Shabbos. You're showing there's something unique about Shabbos. So mistama, that's what Kiveger held. That would be enough to be yotze the din kiddush daraisa lefi the Rambam. Mimele has this kasha on the Rosh. Now, Agav, just mentioned over here, it's going to come up a lot. The Dolga Mervava. The Dolga Mervava has a kasha on the Magen Avram. He says if the Magen Avram is correct that you're yotze kiddush betfila, so then you have a problem every Friday night when the husband comes home from shul. The husband was already Yotzei Kiddush D'Oraisa during davening, during Shemoneh Esrei. So he's only Mechuyev in Kiddush D'Rabbanan. His wife is still on a D'Oraisa Dig level of Kiddush. And the Dog Maravah holds that Nashim are not Bechal Arvis. There's no Din Yatzah Maitzi on Nashim. And therefore he's bothered. How could the husband be Maitzi his wife in Kiddush and on Friday night if he's not a Mechuyev D'Rabbanan? He's not Mechuyev D'Rabbanan in Kiddush D'Oraisa. He's only Mechuyev D'Rabbanan. His wife is Mechuyev D'Oraisa. And they. The Rabbanan can't be Maitzei Daraisa, Mechuyev B'davar, Koshen Mechuyev B'davar, Einim Maitzei, Sarab Nechar Vassan. So how could the Baal be Maitzei his wife in Kiddush?
How is the Dogma Rabbah going to deal with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Lama Lele Kiddush B'Beis, right?
Oh, very good. So that's the Svasemis asks his Kasha on the night of Yehuda, on the Dogma Rabbah, the Lachai Sif in the Gemara, not like him, Sif in the Gemara that could be Maitzei B'Banam B'Beis, even though he was already Yotzei. So that's a good taina. Lamaisa Taisa says earlier on Tzadi Tass, the Banav Bnei Beisai does not always mean his wife. Sometimes it means it's Lav Dafka, maybe it doesn't mean Ishtar, it only means Banav. And it becomes Mitzayim, Taisa, and Brachas.
It says Banav Scharim, Taisa,
right, I mean, it's... So you'd have to say it's going only on Banim, and yeah, so it's a good taina. Danny had a good teretz, we're not going to be marich about it now, but okay, there's what to speak about on this kasha, but that's what the Svasemis Tain is on him. But So I just wanted to say over that there is an etzah given by the Achrayim to answer the problem of the Dogma of Vava. When you're assuming his problem is a problem, you come on Friday night, you're only chayav in Kiddush Darabanan, your wife is chayav midaraisa, so what do you do? So the etzah that's given is that besides for the normal, I guess, way to be nag with Ishtar, that you say good Shabbos when you come home, you should be makbet to say good Shabbos, and hopefully your wife will say good Shabbos back to you, and now she will be yaitzah Kiddush Darabanan when she says good Shabbos. Because if you're a bikvega, that's same Shabbos the Taiva as yaitzah Kiddush Darabanan, and now she just became on a Darabanan Dika level, she's yaitzah Kiddush Manatayra, so now you're both on the same level, midarabanan, so you could be maitzah and Kiddush. And that would take care of that problem of the Dogma of Vava. That's if you learn like Rabbi Kvega, the Shabbos HaTava is enough to be Yetzir of the Chi of Kiddush.
Sure, the lighting candle is not enough. The Baruch Hamayim candle.
Would you be Yetzir of Kiddush with that? I hear maybe also.
You're
the fact that you're lighting.
Word, you're not being Mashabeach Shabbos.
Wow. I mean, if you hold good Shabbos, it's good. You don't light candles during the week, and you're saying it's a ner of Shabbos. Yeah, maybe that would be good enough.
Yeah, but you're not saying like the Shabbos itself. It's not machus like have a good Shabbos. The Shabbos, it's a good Shabbos itself is good. Here it's just the narrative.
It's Shabbos. More of a shvach. Yeah, here. After could be.
Shabbos for the wife comes after the lighting.
What do you say?
It might be a little problematic in the timing.
Because it's before Shabbos, I mean. Yeah, that's true. But the Rambam holds it could be. I'd say I think everyone holds it could be. I'd say Kiddush even before Shabbos. Either because it could be the Zman HaTaisa Shabbos, or that Faket, that the Indian is to be Mekadosh B'Knisasa, Ram says, or Samach L'Mat, you're Mekadosh before Shabbos comes in, that's good for the Kavod of Shabbos, and that Mestama would help. Mestama would need Kavana also, Kavana L'Shem Kiddush, but...
Yeah. The anti-Kavana Shul.
What do you say?
The men want to be Motzei their wives, they just don't have Kavana.
If you have Kavana not to be, yeah, if you do that...
No,
he's not asking from the he's not asking from the Kiddush. Beis Haknesses is saying stam, so yeah, and chenami from a chavanah to be yaitzid, and that would work.
Stam kavanah is to be motzi your wife when you go home, so you have to have the anti-kavanah to be yaitzid.
But you have to know the din. You have to know this problem. If you know that by being yaitzid now you can't be motzi your wife, that would be stam kavanah. If not, l'chayyeh, there's no stam kavanah not to be yaitzid. Okay, we'll see. Maybe there's another right to that swar. Yeah, what about that? Oh, very good. Okay, so that's the next thing I want to get to. So Shaila's Lamaisa, Bikvega is saying the Rosh is not like the Magen Avraham, the Rosh is Mavur, that you can't be Yotze with Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush and Shul. You're not Yotze Midaraisa, because you still need this din of Kiddush that we do Beis Haknesses to be Yotze them on the Midaraisa de Galava. So the Shaila is, why not? Where does the Rosh argue in the Magen Avraham? Why are you not Yotze with Kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei?
Sorry, again, what's the
Eichacha
from the Rosh?
So the Rosh is saying we do Kiddush, the special Kiddush based Haknesses to be Maitzi, the Amaratzim who are not going to be Mekanish at all, to be Maitzi them at least in Kiddush Daraisa, even though it's not Kiddush Shalom from Sudo. So the question is, for that, Lachar, you have Shmoneh Esrei. So like Ellie's pointing out, Lachar, you have, I think you can be mad with the Rosh, why he doesn't hold like Magen Avraham, why you're not using Kiddush, but Filo. But then another Kasha of the Bir Halacha, earlier in the Siman, the Bir Halacha has a Kasha on the Magen Avraham from the Gemara later on. If you design the Gemara says Beferish, Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov learns out Exer Shava, Yitzarech Lahaskir Tzis Mitzrayim the Kiddush Hayoyim. It says over here the Magen Tiska, and it says Magen Tiska by Tzis Mitzrayim. Therefore, you mechliv to be Maskir Tzis Mitzrayim and Kiddush. And that's it's Paskin by the Rosh and the Riff. Everyone Paskins this Gemara that there's a Chi of the Maskir Tzis Mitzrayim and Kiddush. So Kiddush at home, we have that. We say Zechir Tzis Mitzrayim. But Kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei does not mention Zechir Tzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, in fact, the Bir Halacha and the Magen Avraham, how could it be Yaitze Kiddush, that they say Kiddush B'Tfila, if there's no Zecher, there's no Haskar B'Tzias Mitzrayim. That's his kasha on the Magen Avraham.
It's still Shira on Shabbos. I always thought it's still Shira on Shabbos, so Shabbos V'Yantav together. Because then you do it.
And you do.
Yeah, and then you have to Shaila how you want to your wife when you get home.
You're talking about for the Dogam Ravava, right? So the Menchas Chinuch says that. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's when he could be Yaitze Kiddush B'Tfila. Shmoneh Esrei, maybe only Shabbos and Yom Tov, but you're right, regular Shabbos, you don't have that. And Shabbos of Yom Tov, you will l'char b'yotze. So I'm saying that maybe that would be another beer in the Rosh, why the Rosh would hold, not like the Magen Avraham, that you're not yotze b'tefillah, because you're not being maskir to this Mitzrayim, and therefore that's not a Kiddush, you're not yotze m'atayra, that Kiddush would be nothing. So Shiloh, so what's the Shiloh of the Magen Avraham? How can the Magen Avraham say you're Yaitzi Kiddush B'Tfila, you're not being masked, it's Mitzrayim B'Chlal, and that's not a Kiddush?
Yeah,
And so the Bialach himself gives a teretz. He wants to answer that really there is a haskar b'tzis mitzrayim, because we mentioned the tzis mitzrayim in davening after Shema, before Shmoneser, you talk about tzis mitzrayim. And even though there's a little bit of a hafsek, maybe hafsek's not a problem. So he says maybe you could be answered with that haskar b'tzis mitzrayim that you do during Maariv. Which is l'chayr pella, because the what the Gemara is saying, Tzachshi Yaskir Tzis Mitzrayim, doesn't just mean say the words of Tzis Mitzrayim. You have to mention how Shabbos is Zecher Tzis Mitzrayim. You have to connect Shabbos to Tzis Mitzrayim. Shabbos is a day which is Zecher Tzis Mitzrayim. So just to mention Mitzrayim and then go and make Kiddush, you're not connecting a Bichlal. L'chayr wouldn't help to be Mekayim this din.
It's in a different Nosach.
What do you say?
It's in a different Nosach.
Nosach of what?
Nosach of Shabbos.
Right.
Maariv of Shabbos is different too.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected.
I hear it's b'chal different. It's not muchach that that's what you're doing. You're saying you're saying when you say it's Tzis with the Maariv Nigun that you're making it Shabbos stick.
Yeah.
What if the chaz is not so good that night? Then? You have a problem. Gets confusing. So that's what he says. Also, Rabbi Kivega, this is not going to help for Rabbi Kivega. Says he also with good Shabbos. Obviously, there's no haskar b'tzis mitzrayim over there. What's the pshat in Rabbi Kivega? And the Rambam lechayr is also shred. The Rambam does not bring down the chlal, the whole din. He has a whole parak and hilchos kiddush over here, parak of tas. He doesn't say a word about tzach sheyazkir b'tzis mitzrayim and kiddush. It's a halacha psuka. Why does the Rambam leave it out? So it could be. I think the Mechas Chinuch says the Rambam didn't have to bring it down because he writes down the nusach of kiddush, and in the nusach, He does say the words Zeichet Tzis Mitzrayim, but I think Alfa Pichin, it's Shver, the Ram doesn't bring it down as halacha. He says all the Dina, they're making the Kiddush, you should speak out, you need to say Zeichet Tzis Mitzrayim. So that's the Shiloh. What is the Magen Avraham and these Rishayim, what do they do with this Gemara that's actually asked about Tzis Mitzrayim? So I saw a very nice text from Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi in the Sefer on Shabbos. He wants to be Mazvir like this. He says that the Avada, everyone is masking that there's a din of Tzar Shri Yaskir, Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Kiddush. But it's not like we think that it's a halach in Kiddush, that Kiddush requires a haskar of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's not a din in Kiddush, but fakir, it's a din in Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's a chiv of haskar Yitzis Mitzrayim every day. And the Shabbos Mechadish, that when it comes to Shabbos, you have to be masking Shabbos in your haskar of Yitzis Mitzrayim. That you have to connect the Kiddush of Shabbos to your mitzvah of Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim. If you don't do that, then you're not yet to your mitzvah of Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim, or maybe it's not done properly. So that mitzvah is not done properly. But your kiddush is fine. There's no din in the kiddush that the kiddush needs Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kiddush is kiddush by itself. But you have to, outside Yitzis Mitzrayim, you have to connect the kiddush to Yitzis Mitzrayim. So if it's halacha, you have to do it, but by not doing it, it's not going to affect your kiddush at all. And that would be pshat l'magen Avraham. That's how you could be yotze with kiddush and davening, even though you don't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim b'chlal, because it's not a din in kiddush. And that would be miyashav of b'kiveger. That's why good Shabbos also would work without being maskei Tzis Mitzrayim. And that could be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam over here is talking about hilchos kiddush. Hilchos kiddush, it brings down the din of kiddush. Tzis Mitzrayim is not a din in kiddush. It's a din in Tzis Mitzrayim. So that doesn't belong in hilchos kiddush in the Rambam.
So what was the halachic application that the Magen Avraham was saying this for?
So he is going on, but he's saying stam a chiddush that he holds he could be yitzah with davening.
For what? For what purpose? Well, at the end of the day, you have to make kiddush again, right?
Kiddush davening, you're gonna have to do, right?
So what's?
I mean, it answers the kasha of the women, because if they're maskur shem, if they're maskur Shabbos, Then they're dropping to a derabbanan dikkur level. Everybody's on the same adrenaline.
If they say good Shabbos, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. He's asking.
Come on to this yisoid. I'm saying.
Right. I mean, if you don't have the mugging around, then the whole kasha doesn't begin. It sounds like he's stam saying a chiddush. He says it's stam. The other achranim would use it where he can make nafkaminas. I mean, he tells it to somebody who doesn't have wine.
I'm saying, for example,
Misha ain lo yayin, should you make kiddush b'chlal? Taisa says you don't make kiddush. If you don't have wine, you're pater. So the question is, what about the b'mekadosh to be yotze in the mitzvah of Tyre, even though you're not yotze alakais? So he's saying that you don't have to worry about because you're already yotze b'tfila. And whenever you come home, you're already you're pater the derasidik level of kiddush. Now you're only on a derabandik level, but he's not saying l'chatchila.
What about doing yotze mitzrayim? So will this yisoid help for that? I'm saying you need to masquer yotze mitzrayim. So you're going to be Maskei Tzias Mitzrayim and Kedushas Shabbos without, not Alakos?
You can be masked. You'll do it at home. By doing it at Kiddush at home, you'll be yotzei
b'zdin. No, someone who doesn't have wine.
Someone who doesn't have wine, should you be mikdash at home to get out the mitzvah of scherzitzis
zayin? Something like that. I'm saying, right. So if you have the mitzvah of scherzitzis zayin.
Yeah, maybe outside that you would still have a chiyuv to do it, but you're saying to be yotzei kiddush daraisa, so maybe you'd still be mechuyev to. Yeah, I hear.
Does it help us get out of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's drive from the rush? Right, he's saying from the rush that the rush can't hold like the Malkin of Rome. Because if he held like the Malkin of Rome, there would be no need to make
Kiddush for the Archim.
For the Archim, because they're Yotzei in Tefillah. But in Tefillah, they're Yotzei, but they still need their Mitzvah Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So by saying Kiddush,
they need it for not all their Kiddush. Stop, right. You want to be Mitzvah to them in their Mitzvah Tzitzis Mitzrayim.
Maybe they still need it for the Mitzvah Tzitzis Mitzrayim.
Right. So you're saying that, but that's a different vibe. That's not what the Rosh is saying. He's not saying we're coming to be mitzvah them in the mitzvah of Mitzrayim, mitzvah them in Kiddush. Nashim, that's a shiloh. It's machlokes, right? Yeah. So al kapanim, that's what I think the shiloh is over here between the Rosh and the Magen Avraham and the Rambam. Everyone's masking. You have to be masking Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the question is it a din in Kiddush or is it a din in Yetzias Mitzrayim? And that could be a beer in the Shitas HaRosh, why he holds you not yetzid during davening. One other shot I think you could say in the Rush why he would argue in the Magen Avraham and that you're not yotzei b'tefillah is Alpi the Mishnah Berurah has one last kasha on the Magen Avraham. It says you can be yotzei b'tefillah. It says a pasha to Shaila that if we hold that you need mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so when you daven you're not mechaven to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. You don't have kavana for mitzvah kiddush, and maybe if anything you're mechaven not to be yotzei because you want to be yotzei at home. That's like you were saying. So it's felt in your kavana. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. How could you say that a person just daven Meir and is yotzei mitzvah Kiddush? So it could be the rashal that even though you're saying Kiddush, but if you're not mechaven for Kiddush, and we can't assume that you're yotzei, and therefore you need to have a special Kiddush for the Archim to be mitzvah them at least on a derisidical level. So that could be another beer in the rush. So again, the shaila. So what does the Magen Avraham hold? How could you say that in Hastam you're always yotzei with Kiddush mitfilah? If you're not mechaven, if you don't have kavana, so the there's a svar that Achareim say, the Yeshua Yaakov says that when Chachamim and Misak and Kiddush betfilah, it's not the pshat they just said you're davening and mentioned the psukim of Kiddush during tefillah. It's not just saying the words of Kiddush, but they meant that the takana was to be mekadosh Shabbos b'dvarim during tefillah, to do a pool of Kiddush through your davening, be mekadosh Shabbos b'dvarim while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. That was the Takanas Chacham. So you are doing Kiddush. So when you're mechaven to do Kiddush b'tfilah, you're having kavana for the mitzvah of Kiddush. You can't say you're not mechaven, because if you're mechaven to do it, that is kavana for Kiddush, because you're coming to do a ma'aseh of Kiddush. So that whatever kavana you have for tfilah would be enough to be considered kavana for Kiddush as well. I think it still needs a little beer, because mitzvah shichas kavana normally means you have to be mechaven to be mekayim a specific mitzvah. You have to mechaven to mekayim mitzvah sulah, mitzvah shayfer. You have to do the mitzvah. But here, your kavanah is to be mekayim. You're not trying to be mekayim mitzvah kiddush. That's not what you're doing. You're trying to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. Part of tefillah is to be mekayim Shabbos during tefillah. So you're not really being mechaven for the mitzvah of kiddush. So it's not so pashut why that helps. But he seems to say that's enough of a kavanah. If you're mechaven to do mitzvah kiddush, that's enough to be yotzei, and that could be a pshat in the Magen Avraham, why mitzvah kavanah would not be an issue over here. So al kapanim, it comes out from here, a big nafkamina between the Rush and the Magen Avraham. Every time you daven Friday night, were you yotzei kiddush device or not? Lefi the Magen Avraham, you were. Lefi the Rush, you were not. So the question is, so now what do you do? So is that l'chatchila? If you're already yotzei kiddush and tefillah, lefi the Magen Avraham, so kiddush device, you're yotzei already. Now chachamim or misakin, Kiddush Al-Kais and Kiddush Malkum Suda, so now it's a little problematic. When you get home to do your Kiddush Al-Kais and Kiddush Malkum Suda, you are doing that on a Darabana Dika Kiddush, not a Daraisa Dika Kiddush. L'char, you should want to do your Daraisa Dika Kiddush the proper way, with Kais and with Malkum Suda, and you're ready yet to Daraisa B'tfila, so you lost out on the the ideal Tzura of Kiddush. So what do we do about that? So the Chassam Seifer says in his Agais on Shulchan Aruch over here that he says, Taki, you should be mechaven, not to be yotzei. A person should be mechaven when he's in shul, not to be yotzei kiddush, and in that way, when you get home, you could be yotzei kiddush daraisa. I guess it would help for your wife as well. You'd be yotzei kiddush daraisa, and you'll have alakais and makam suda, and that way you'll have a proper kiddush. If you weren't mechaven, then the Magavam says you'll be yitzer, but you should try lechatchila to be mechaven, not to be yitzer, and that way your kiddush at home would be a proper kiddush daraisa. Lamaisa, I don't think the minhag ha'olam is to be mechaven, not to be yitzer. Maybe, like you're saying, there's a umdan of the muchach, the people are mechaven that way once you know the din. It's possible, but the pashas is people are not mechaven, not to be yitzer. I think the pashas would be that is good for the Sura the Takana Socham, Chachamim or Misakin, they don't want you to be Yetzir Kiddush Daraisa al Kaisa Makam Suda. They know you're going to be Yetzir during Tefillah. They want you to be Yetzir Daraisa, Kiddush Daraisa during Tefillah. And then you come home and Midar Abana and make another Kiddush al Kais and Makam Suda. That's good for the Sura the Takana. So if a person does it, if you don't have in mind not to be Yetzir, so you're talking Yetzir Kiddush Daraisa in Shul and Afal Picha and the Chachamim or Misakin to be Makadish again. With all the dinim darabana, they don't want more than that. They don't need you to be in a dry stick level. They want matzrich you to be mechav not to be yaitzeh. But al kapanim lefidach some sefer, he says one should be mechav not to be yaitzeh. So your kiddush at home will take to be a kiddush daraisa.
The Moshe says that. The
what?
The din. I mean, it's chayker gufa. The kiddush al kais.